Last week's Shin Pei, Sif Aleph and Beis, and this is Sif Gimel and Dalet. So it's a Gishmak Inyan. The Inyan is basically what happens when, in today's Lashon, it would be, what happens when if a person, let's give an example. We give two examples, and let's see if there's a difference between them. A person's on a Hatzalah call, and they're running to get to the door, and the door is locked, so they have to break down the door. They have to break down the door to go in and do the Hatzalah call. So they break down the door, they save the person, and the person's very appreciative. And then the person says, you know, by the way, the bill for the door is $500. So, adam wad lo'ilam. You know, it's the whole zman we're learning. You got to take responsibility for your actions. So you're chayiv to pay. That's case number one. Case number two is, what happens if while they're doing the I guess it's basically a similar point, is that what happens if, let's say, they're doing this we're not going to get to probably this week, but if they're likely doing CPR or something and they break a rib or something like that while they're doing it, there's also a difference in that. And what about okay, so that's the common shaila that's negat today. We don't have that many roidfin in today's society, but you know, that's not the day-to-day shailas. But it comes from a very, very gishmak sugya in Baba Kama. And it's on page 2 in the pamphlet, which is Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. If we don't get to everything this week, we'll have to cover it in 2 weeks. But it's a Gemara, it's Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Omar Rabba. So Rabba says, now we all know there's halacha, if Reuven is running after Shimon to kill Shimon, then Reuven is considered a roidif. A roidif means someone who's trying to kill someone's life. So Reuven is a roidif, he's trying to kill Shimon. And anybody, including Shimon, who sees that, is permitted to kill Reuven. Because you're saving Shimon's life. So you're allowed to kill Reuven. Reuven is a roidif. Because Reuven is a roidif, he's considered that he's chayv misa. So we have to keep that in mind. Since Reuven is chayv misa, the halacha is that if you're chayv misa, you can't, while you're chayv misa, and you, if you become chayv in mammon, you don't have to pay the mammon. You don't have to pay money in a scenario where you're chayv misa. So therefore, ironically, if Reuven is running to kill Shimon, and Reuven breaks kalim on his way, he breaks someone's stuff, he breaks through a door, Reuven is potter, that's for sure. Everyone agrees to that, because Reuven is a roidif. And since Reuven is a roidif, you say, Kim Leib Rabbi Bnei, he doesn't have to pay. That's the first din of Rabba. Dama Rabba. Roidif Shayer, Roidif Akachaver, Lohay Rugari. Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him. Vishi Beres Akalim. And Reuven breaks Kalim. Bain Shal Nerdaf. Whether the Kalim he breaks are Shimon's. Bain Shal Kaladam. Or whether they're Reuven's, Potter. Sharei Mischayev Benafshai. Because he's Chayev Misa. So that's what we said before. So Reuven is definitely Potter. The Nirdaf Sheshiber Sakalim Shal Roidif. If the Nirdaf, which is Shimon, breaks Kalim of Reuven, Potter. So let's say Reuven's running after Shimon to kill Shimon. Shimon turns around, and in order to save himself, he, you know, I don't know, he throws something. What?
Being chased by a guy driving a car and he smashes the car.
Right, he smashes the guy's car, or he throws something at him which breaks his, you know, phone and breaks his glasses and breaks his... Obviously, if Shimon is allowed to kill Reuven, he's obviously allowed to break Reuven's stuff in order to protect his life. That would seem pretty obvious. So for the same heter he has to kill him is the same heter he has to break his stuff. Okay? So if Shimon... Okay, if Shimon breaks Reuven's stuff, he's Potter. Okay, but what we still have to examine is, what if Shimon breaks someone else's stuff? Shimon's running, Reuven's chasing him, Shimon sees that there's like a nice expensive glass vase on the floor. He grabs the vase, he doesn't know who it belongs to, belongs to Levi. He grabs the vase, throws it at Reuven. It smashes Reuven, it smashes the vase, but Lemaisa distracts Reuven. Reuven gets and Shimon saves his life. Now Levi says, "Mazel Tov Shimon, I'm very happy you saved. I'm very happy that you're alive and that, you know." But Lemaisa, you used my vase to save your life. I mean, that was an expensive vase. So is Shimon, does Shimon have to pay for Levi's vase that he just used to throw at Reuven and save his life? What does Olam say?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
He has to pay. That's the halacha. The halacha is v'roidiv shai roidiv acha chaveroi. Aval shall call Adam Chayev. And this is a klal in the Gemara. It sounds like a very interesting klal, but this is the klal. The Osir Lahatzil Atzmoy B'mamon Chaveroi. You are not permitted to save your life with someone else's money. Now, like I just said, you're not allowed to take Levi's money, Levi's vase, and throw it at Reuven in order to save your life. Now, what do you mean not allowed to? I thought you're allowed to eat chazer to save your life. I thought you're allowed to do anything to save your life except for avodah zarah, gilui arayos, and shuchas damim. So gezela or hezek, we gave a shir. What's the isra of hezek? Is it geneva? Is it shmira? Is it avhafta le'acha kamoicha? But whatever it is, it's not one of the big three. So what do you mean osir lahatzil atzmoy b'mamon chaveroi? So Tosfos says, we'll get to the Gemara later, but Tosfos says, if you don't, I don't want to lose track, but if you just take a quick peek at the next page, there's a Tosfos on page 3 that I marked. Mahu lahatzil atzmoy b'mamon chaveroi. Tosfos says, iboy le'ichayv l'shalim mipnei k'shehitzil atzmoy mipnei pikuach nefesh. Of course you're allowed to. If the shaila is, you have Levi's vase there. Oh no, you should start clearing. Maybe I'm not allowed to. I'm not allowed to be mazik people's stuff. It's geneva. Of course you're allowed to do geneva to save your life. But you have to pay. So, it shouldn't say, because it should say, osur lahatzil atzmoy with intention for it to be free. That's what it's saying. So, you're not allowed to be matzal atzmoy with using his mumen, meaning to say, his mumen is meshubit to me, I don't have to pay him back. No, you have to respect his mummy, and therefore you have to pay him back. But you're permitted to do it.
If he was there, wouldn't he then use his kelim to save him?
He has a chiyah. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that even the halakhali, he has to.
He'd have to save the nirgah with his kelim.
You're saying there would be an Isra of Leisamon Adam Reacha in that case. Right. So if I'm Mechuyev Leisamon Adam Reacha, why isn't my mom in Meshubit to Leisamon Adam Reacha?
He'd have to use his mom in it.
That's a nice Shaila, maybe.
That's only if he's here. You can't.
Right, but you can't. His money's not Meshubit to you. The Maisa says his money's not Meshubit to you. So since his money's not Meshubit to you, so.
The sugya you had before, you can't use somebody else's thing because you think you know that he would allow you to drink it. You can't go into somebody else's
thing.
You could have to mitzvah.
So, the Gemara says, so this is the halacha. So, Memela, it comes out very interesting. Just let's keep it in perspective. Reuven, who's the roidif here, Reuven's trying to run after Shimon. If Reuven would run and trip and over Levi's vase and break it, Reuven would be potter. But Shimon, who's trying to save his life, grabs the vase and throws it at Reuven, he's chayev. So it comes out like an interesting scenario, right? Reuven is potter, but Shimon is chayev, even though Shimon is trying to save his life. But that's Takanas Chazal. Now comes another shaila. The shaila is like this: what happens if Yehuda is there? Not Mamish Menashe's case. Not Levi's there. Yehuda's there. So Reuven is running after Shimon to kill Shimon. Levi's vase is sitting there, and Yehuda wants to take it and throw it at Reuven to save Shimon's life. We got the cartoons here. This is getting exciting. We have the whole scenario played out. So l'chayra should come out that Yehuda should have to pay because he was just mazik Levi's stuff. But Chazal here made a takana, and what's a takana? It says, "Aval shakodim the osolatz atzma mechaveru v'roidev shaya roidev acha roidev lahatzil roidev shaya roidev acha roidev." Our case, Yehuda. Yehuda's chasing after Reuven to get rid of him. Lahatzil v'shiber kalim bein shel nirdav bein shel kol adam potter. He's potter. Yehuda, if he takes Levi's vase and throws it, is potter. He does not have to pay. Why v'loy min hadin? Zaktamai, this is not mikra hadin. but it's a takana. No one would want to get involved in saving people's lives because it's too. I don't want to risk. I don't have insurance. I don't want to risk that people are going to start charging me money. So Yehuda's sitting there. He's watching Reuven. Reuven about to kill Shimon, and he's like, "Hey, I could save Shimon's life, but it's going to cost me. It's expensive. This vase is very expensive. I can't afford it. You know what? I'm just going to pretend I don't see anything." So we're afraid that if we don't have an exemption on Yehuda, right? We're afraid that Yehuda wouldn't bother saving the life. And Memele Chazal put in an exemption that now Yehuda does not have to save. Yehuda does not have to pay Levi if you use Levi's kalim to save Shimon's life. Okay, so no. If someone else is there saving the life of a third party, he's exempt from everything. Otherwise, no one would save their own life. Why don't you have this takana in the first case? Because no one's gonna hold back saving their own life because they're gonna be chayv money. So Chazal didn't have to make that takana, right? So in other words, if Shimon takes Levi's vaz, there's no reason to exempt him from paying Levi because what are you gonna say? No. If he has to pay, he's not gonna do it. He's definitely going to save his own life, even if it's going to cost him money. So Chazal never made the takana on that. Okay? So, Reuven's potter. Reuven's potter and all together.
That was because he's...
He's chayv misa. Reuven is running to kill Shimon. So Reuven, we're allowed to kill Reuven. So that's called like a chayv misa. He's allowed to be killed. So if he's allowed to be killed, he's exempt from any other obligations that could be generated at that time. So therefore, he doesn't have to pay the money that could come at that time, since through his actions, he's chayv misa. Okay? Now, based on this, is a very interesting Gemara. And you don't have it there. There's a Pnei Yeshua on the Gemara. The next page is page 3, is the Vayter Gemara in Baba Kama. It's a Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Samech. And it's a whole story regarding David HaMelech. Basically, the Chazal took a simple parsha in Shmuel Beis and put in a whole story there. The parsha says that David HaMelech was thirsty and he sent a couple of chevra to Beis Lechem to get water, and they went to the Shire to find the water, and he came back and he was upset at them. It's not clear what's going on. Chazal say what it means is he was thirsty for the Pesach of the Sanhedrin, and he was in a very dangerous situation, and he wanted to have the Pesach of the Sanhedrin about what to do. So the Gemara says, you know what the scenario was? The scenario was that he was about to enter into a minefield, essentially. He was about to enter into a place where the Plishtim were hiding out. Where were they hiding? They were hiding amongst the stalks in a grain field that belonged to other Jews. So David HaMelech, what he wanted to do was, he wanted to burn down the grain field, and then either the Plishtim would die, or they would run away, and then he could conquer that area. But he had to send a Shaila to the Sanhedrin. Are you permitted to do that? Are you allowed to save your life? David HaMelech was in a precarious scenario. In order to save his life, he was going to burn down the field that belonged to someone else. And the Shaila was, is he allowed to do that? Now, he was allowed, according to Tosfos, he's allowed to do it anyway. So the Shaila was, does he have to pay? So just do it and figure out later. I mean, what's the, right? But that's what Gemara says. If you look here, it says, "Va'isavet David, va'yomer mi ashkeni mayim mi bor beis lechem." Who's going to give me water? Asher b'shar. Va'ibokeu shloishes giborim b'machane plishtim va'yishavu mayim. Means they went to the Sanhedrin. They got the psak mi bor beis lechem asher b'shar. May kami boile. So the Gemara says one pshat. Amarava, Amar Nachman, that he had a different shaila about Tom and Beish. But if you look at the end of that line, it says, "Rav Huna Omar kedishim disa'irim di Yisrael havu." The story was that the pile, there were grain piles of barley that belonged to a Jew, the Havam Tamri Plishtimbo, that the Plishtim were hiding there. V'kami boyle, and his shayla was ma'u lahatzla atzma v'mamon chaveroi sholchu le'osr lahatzla atzma v'mamon chaveroi. You're not allowed. Aval ata melech ata, you're allowed to, and you won't have to pay because you're a melech. O melech parts gedel asas leve ein mechim b'yadai. Again, Tosfos Pshat makes it a little bit shver because it means he was definitely allowed to. Okay, but
why was he upset then?
What?
Why was he upset if he's going after Melech Paretz Geder?
Why didn't he take the psak? I'm not sure. But the Pnei Yeshua asks a very simple question. He says, why was the Shaila if he's allowed to be Matzah Atzma B'mamon Chaver? L'chayra, the Plishtim were right for him because there was other people there also. There were other people there too. So, frek the Pnei Yeshua, didn't we just learn the Gemara by Rava that you're allowed to, that you're takapotter if there's other people there? So, David HaMelech was saving other people's lives. And when you're saving other people's lives, so you're allowed to. And you don't have to pay. So, I thought the simple answer, maybe that takana wasn't made yet. It says, Lamin Adin. I mean, that's later. I don't know if it was made by David HaMelech. The Gemara's Mashma, Shlomo HaMelech was the first one to make takanas.
So, the fact that he's saving his own life included.
Oh, in that. So. Okay, but what's the problem? What do you give me the look for?
They were waiting in ambush. They weren't going to attack anybody. They were waiting in the field.
They were going to attack the whole client's room.
They're sitting right there. What do you mean? I don't know exactly the scenario, but it seems like they were waiting in ambush exactly for until the right time to attack. So he wanted to preempt it and burn it down. So frek the Pnei Yeshua, hold on. If it's just to save himself, I understand the Gemara, but there was other people there. And we already learned that there was a takana. V'loy min adin, but min atakana, they are allowed to. And he assumes that the takana was already in place at the time of David HaMelech. Because it's a very logical takana. So he answers exactly what Moshe is saying. Pnei Yeshua says, great answer. He says, "Why, when you're saving yourself, why do you have to pay for someone else's money? Because there's no tzad in the world that you're not going to do it because you're going to end up owing money because you want to save yourself. So what happens now if you're saving yourself and other people? What's the halacha? You're saving yourself plus others. What's the din? So he says, you see from the Gemara that the din is, if you're saving yourself and other people, then you have to pay. If you're saving yourself plus others, you have to pay. Again, because the point is, because at the end of the day, you're not going to just walk away. So that's what Pnei Yeshua says, and it's also Pilpul Charifta, which is a Tosfos Yom Tov, also says the same thing. It says, Elo deshaini hamatzah la'acherim, afagav de'asim, mikomo kompotim l'shalim. He says, "El hasam time amay mishum dim loykein ein lecha adam shiatzel chaveroi." V'hacha kiven shegam David atzmei haya besakana leishayach hay time. So Pnei Yeshua says, "Okay, so." Right, and taki
your chayev.
No, that's what you have to say according to Tosfos that he was calling a shayla only if he would be chayev. Again, right? It's a little bit strange. He's a melech, right? He can afford to pay back a field of sa'arim. It's like, what was the big shayla? Not sure exactly. Now, so okay. So I'll go upon him. This is the takan of Chazal, and we paskin like this takana, and that's in Shulchan Aruch. We paskin this halacha, okay? That the person himself that's in danger, if he damages someone's stuff in the process of saving his life, he's chayiv. But someone else that saves is potter. So just reasonably, based on this Gemara, let's say based on our case, Hatzalah person's coming in the ambulance, he's coming, he parks the car and he's to come in, and as he's walking in the house is this vase on the floor and he runs and he trips over it and it breaks. He's potter. Because if people are gonna be chayiv, then no one's gonna take part in Hatzalah. They're gonna need the special insurance on that. So they're not gonna wanna do that. Okay? And that's how we paskin, and that's the halacha. If you look at the back page, so I have two tshuvas. The first tshuva is the tshuva of Shevet Alevi. It's on page 7. So Shevet Alevi says this is Davar Pasha. What? L'chaira, L'chaira includes everything. But he says Beferish. Shevet Alevi. If you look in the Shevet Alevi, page 7, Umash Shashal Be'inyan Echon Mechavri Hatzala Shenosa Letzerech Hatzala's Nefashos. He's traveling. He's in the car. U'bederech Nisiyosim, while he's driving the ambulance, Paga, he got into an accident. V'hizik Berechev Acherim Oy Beruchushim. He hit someone else or someone else's property. Im L'doinoi Kirotz Be'erev Shabbos U'Potar. Is it like the case of he's running Erev Shabbos? He's running for the purpose of a mitzvah. Vishuv Dacha, and he says it's not necessarily good because that wouldn't be a proof, because that case is specifically for Kovet Shabbos. But then he says in the second line, it's Midina Mavor B'Chashem Mishnah Sim Nishin Pei, which is the Gemara Baba Kama Kuf Yud Zayin, the Roidev Achar HaRoidev Potem and Hezikin, okay, Hailishna Nira, and that seems to be Pasha. The Gemara Yoav Taima, the Haimil. So what's the reason for that? Mishum Shem Ein Ata Oymerkein. If you don't exempt people from that type of damage, Ein Lecha Adam Shematzel Chaver Min HaRoidev. No one would ever want to save other people. V'Alkein Patru Oysoi Gamal Nezek Kelim Shal Kol Adam. Therefore, you're Potem on any damage you cause in the process of saving someone. U'Pashtut Me'oid. It's very simple. Dezeh Shaykh B'Yoyseh B'Chavri Hatzalah. Hatzalah members also have this exemption. B'Ridifasam U'Mihirusam, because we want them to hurry and do it quickly. Chai Adam Tluyim B'Hem, and people's lives are at stake. V'Harei Potur Mitam B'Hila Zeh Afilu Mechiv Chatas Melech Shabbos. They're not even Chayv in Shabbos, so for sure they're not going to be, because we don't want them to clare too much. Do this way, that way, just do it. And therefore, it's clear that they would be included in this takana that you're exempt from damages caused because you're trying to save someone's life.
Is it only if the call is a life-saving call? If they know the call is a stomach ache?
Well, I don't know about that, because l'chaira you never know. And also, it's part of the big picture. If you don't answer that call, you're not going to answer this call.
I'm thinking you break down the door if you know that it's not a life-threatening call.
Yeah, because if you're not going to save this person, you're not going to save someone else's either. If you have to clare now every time, then you're going to end up claring about a guy that's stuck in danger. So l'chaira the takana is that you're in the process of saving. Now, there is an interesting shaila in the poskim. Is this only on something which is in the which is done as you're going? It's like accidental, like this case of the Shevet Alevi. He's driving the car. He hits something or he trips, whatever. What if it was done on purpose? What? Like breaking down the door. It wasn't accidental. So now it's a decision. It would be included in that also. It's hezek. But Ramosh has a fascinating tshuva. Ramosh has a fascinating tshuva over here. It's on page 8. It's a tshuva. If you look at it, it's written to Yedidia Nechpad Hagoyin Rav Shlomo Halberstam. Agayvid v'admor mi babav. He's written to the Babav Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Halberstam. So the Babav Rebbe asked Rav Moshe a shayla like this. He said that he was in Europe and he had to borrow money to save people's lives. And since he borrowed a lot of money, and he told all the people that he borrowed from that he's going to pay them back. And the kehila will pay him back. Unfortunately, basically, there was no kehila left to pay back. He's the only one left. And the entire debt to pay back the people would be mutal on him. So he said that, of course, I go lefnei meshuras hadin, and I'm going to pay back. But I want to pay back on my terms, because I hold on potter. Why am I potter? Because I am included in the takana of Rabbah. Rabba said at Takana that when you are obligated financial obligations that are created in the context of saving people's lives, you're exempt from paying. So really, I don't have to pay. I'm putter altogether. Now I'm putter altogether. Now they're obligating me to pay. Since I'm doing a chesed by paying, I don't think I have to pay. But I'll pay. But they want me to pay now, and I want to pay over X amount of time. So, in my chai, who's right? Interesting, Shaila. You hear the Shaila? So, this is not a case where you were running and you broke down the door to save his life, or it's damages. It's a different type of scenario. You borrowed money to use the money to save someone's life. You hear? So, Dr. Moshe, Hine, in the second pack, B'mechilas kvoy terasai, api din tera chi of gomor, aim bezashak vataria. This is not gemilas chassid. You owe the money. You owe the money. You're not included in the takana of Rabbah in order to be exempt. Why? Ki bein lahatzal atzmai, bein lahatzal acherim. Whether you're saving yourself or others, b'momen acherim, chayv l'shalin. You're not allowed to use someone else's money to save other people's lives. I, the takana, that takana sh'omar Rabbah is roidif lahatzal sh'shavar kelim, sh'im iyato emerkein in l'chadim sh'matzal chaverim yad roidif, v'rakli potter medin mazik. It's an exemption specifically to damages. V'rak, and also mehamoyin b'darkoi, damages which are in the way of helping the person get saved. But you can't say Hatzalah guy's in there, he's finished the CPR, and on his way out, he's like, oh, I like your leichter, and grabs it and goes out. No, I'm potter, I'm saving your life. Right? You don't say that, right? Because that has nothing to do with saving him. Aval hi potter mechiv gezel v'halva lo tiknu. So if someone would say, this case, listen, I'm going to kill this guy. I'm going to kill this guy unless you come up with $100,000 this instant. And the only way you can come up with that is you have to borrow the money or steal the money. So are you included in the takana? So that the Gemara said already by David HaMelech. The person himself would be, if you would take the money from someone else, would have to pay. That's clear. That's the Gemara. He would have to pay him back. But let's say...
The person being saved
yeah, says, I'll come up with $100,000 for you, right? The guy comes up to him and says, give me the money or I'm going to kill you. And he goes to his friend. He said, can I have the money? I have to save my life. He has to pay him back. But what about someone else? As we said, someone else, maybe this is a takana of Rabbah, because we want people to help other people save their lives. Dr. Moshe, no, there's a specific takana when it comes to Hezek. It's not negea to other things. So Memela, the Baba Rebbe is Chayv Mikra Adin. Because you borrowed money to save people's lives, that money that you borrowed, you owe them. And it's not included in the takana of Rabbah to be exempt. So the takana of Rabbah is specific to damages because that's something that if we don't exempt you, no one would end up saving lives. Now, it's interesting because no one's going to want to borrow money to save people's lives either then. Right?
It's even worse. You're not jealous if they have people that want to save lives.
Yeah, but this is what he says. He says, V'af b'mazik, you need a special takana. L'chein, kol ha-shar, etzal ha-rabon ben yizeh, shaykh rak, besach ha-chiyuv, whatever. But he says, you don't have to pay more. This is interesting. He says, but let's say the scenario was that you sold, that someone sold something for you, or someone provided you a service, and it was very expensive. And let's say you got a guy that was willing, you found an officer, or someone like that, that was willing to do the work for you, but they charged you three times the price of what it would cost. So the guy says, look, I'll go in there, and I'll, you know, drive a bus into the place and come out, but you got to pay me, you know, usually to do that route costs $100. I want $1,000. He says, that you're allowed to pay him $100 because someone's not allowed to take advantage of you if you're sending them to save lives. What? So there you're not mechuyev to pay more than the going rate. That's correct. So al kaponim, you see from Ramosha that he's limiting the takana. The takana is, it's a takana, but it's not a free pass through every single scenario. So if we would start, if we're back to that solace, it's pretty clear that the person is potter. But you have to keep in mind the Pnei Yeshua and the Pnei Yeshua case, that's only if the person himself is not being saved also. So, you know, I don't know what the scenario would be, but, you know, let's say there's a bunch of people in a room, and the only way to get out is you got to knock the door down. So if you're in the room, and it's saving your life too, then you got to pay for the door. But if you're from the outside, and you're okay, and you're just saving them, and you break down the door, then you're potter.
What about like a firefighter?
So he's potter.
What about a
Huh?
What about on the way out? How he's like saving himself too?
It's his job.
Yeah, but his job doesn't exempt him. What?
That's part of the Gzera, probably.
What he tears sofer mishum tchilasei.
Yeah. No one in the wheel. He's not taking a chandelier. He trips on the way out.
Right. What?
I was just on Friday for you. It was like they have a shush to do whatever they need to do.
Yeah. That could be like Melch Peretz Geder. That could be like a different Agdara. But theoretically speaking, I'm just giving, you know.
Yeah, I like how you started off the kids getting locked in cars. Locked in cars, and the car's garbage. You come up with a pool of comments, you try to bust it, whether you're successful or not, you damage your car.
Exactly. 100%. You are or you're not? No. Vada, you're potter. You're saving the guys, you're saving the life. It's posh.
If it's your own kid, that would be another shot.
Right.
Would the same thing be applied to a dog that's in a hot car in the summer?
What?
Can you save a dog in a car? It's very common when you see a dog in a hot car.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
So if you break the window, you have to pay back. It's not called being much.
I can't imagine Rabba made it to Connor for that. I'm not sure. What? Right.
But the government's right.
I mean, maybe if you feel the right thing to do is to do it, but you would have to pay. I mean, remember, you have to pay. Just keep it in perspective. You have to pay if Chas v'Shalom, a person himself is stuck in someone else's car, and they break the car to get out, they have to pay. You yourself have to pay for the damage included in saving your own life. It's just to save someone else's life, you're potter. But to save your own life, so I'm saying that scenario is not. You need a special takana. So I'm saying the takana, the Ramesha says, the takana is not even if you borrowed money to save people out of the Holocaust. You know what I mean? It's a very specific takana.
So,
yes. So, you know, you need to know what the scenario is. Now, based on this Gemara, I don't want to start a whole new sugya right now. But I'm just going to give you the case for next week, just to whet your appetite. As Geshmaka Sugya is, you're on a boat, and the boat is sinking. Now the boat is sinking, and you wanna, in order to save your life, you gotta throw stuff off the boat. So you grab the first suitcase you see, you throw it off the boat, and now you saved the whole boat. Do you have to pay for the suitcase? Unbelievable case. Okay, so there's two Gemaras. The Gemaras seem to conflict. There's two Rambams. The Rambams also seem to conflict. And then there's the Beis Yosef, the Mukhi Yosef, and there's Mahalchim, to Miyashiv, and based on that, it's going to come out the Halacha, but we'll save that for next week, okay? Shkach, yeah, that was good.